As we all prepare to enter into the Heilige month of El, and to work on ourselves and to grow prior to the Heilige Yom Noraim, there's no question that the Parshas Re'eh, doesn't just fall out by chance. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us messages on Chizik and Nesoros as we enter into this very, very important time in our lives. The Pasuk in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches, says, Shomar v'shamata es kol hadvar me'eila asher anoichi mitaveka. That we have to keep, we have to watch, and we have to listen to all that Hashem tells us to do, all that Hashem commands us. L'man yitav l'cha, so it'll be good for us, l'necha, acharecha, and for all your children, ad olam forever. Ki ta'aseh ha'tova yashar b'nei Hashem l'kecha. So you'll do what's good and straight in the eyes of Hashem, your God. There's a lot we have to understand in this pasuk. First of all, shomer v'shamata seems to be out of order. First and foremost, shamata, we have to listen and learn and understand what to do. And then Shomer, and then we can keep the Torah. Why is it Shomer will keep the Torah, then Mishamata, and then we'll listen? Additionally, how will that lead to Kisasa Tov V'Hayasher? Sasa Tov V'Yasher is similar to, as we know in Parshas Vaschanan, Vasisa Hayasher V'Tov, which the Ramban famously explains, is that besides for all the Torah and mitzvos that every single Yid needs to keep, the avodah of every Jew is to try our best in every moment of our life to be connected to Hashem. To fill in not just the black and white areas of life with Torah and mitzvos, but also the gray areas as well. And in whatever we're doing to be connected to Hashem, when we're eating, when we're playing ball, when we're hanging out with our family, it's always in a holy fashion. It's always in a way that would make Hashem proud and bring nachas ruach l'Hashem. That's vasisa hayashar atov, that's kisasa tov hayashar. So how do keeping the mitzvos lead to that? In the Heilige Nesiva Shalom, Slonim Rebbe, he explains something so beautiful. He says, Shemia, in this pasuk, v'shamata, listening. Listening here is listening and an understanding to what Hashem wants from us in every area of life. Listening is a deep internalization of exactly v'asisa v'yashar tov, of exactly keeping Torah mitzvos, and not just Torah mitzvos, but bringing nachas ruach, bringing joy to Hashem in every aspect of our life, to listen to what Hashem really, really, truly wants from us in all the various aspects, whatever we're involved in business, in our family life. That's the shmiya of life. That's the shmiya of life. And that shmiya of life, how do we come to that shmiya of life? How do we come to listen and understand how we're supposed to bring nachas ruach and be a Torah-dik Jew in every moment of our life? It's through Shomer, the Nesiva Shalom says. If you keep Torah properly, if you keep Torah mitzvahs properly, so that Torah mitzvahs which defines our black and white areas of life, will be mashpia, will influence us, will purify us, that we're more deeply connected to Hashem through the Torah mitzvahs, and then we'll have that Shmi of Asisa, and we'll lead to Vasisa V'Yashar Tov, and we'll lead to perfecting our lives in every area of life, and we'll always be close to Hashem in all that we do. We're coming upon the month of Elul, where we so deeply want to be connected to Hashem. And sometimes it's so big, sometimes it's too big, we don't even know where to start. Realize, the Torah is telling us in this week's parasha, Shomer and then V'Shamata, just focus on keeping Torah mitzvahs properly. And that will then be mashpia and influence the rest of our lives, that will constantly, anil adod v'dodali, will constantly be connected to Hashem in everything that we do. Be'ez Hashem is barach. I just had the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. Got back moments ago. Moments ago. In Eretz Yisrael, we know all the, whenever in Eretz Yisrael, v'shamata, we hear the call of Hashem in everything. And it's so easy, it's so much easier to be connected to Hashem in all that we do all day long. But when we're in Chutz Lars, we have to have the same chizik to know that Hashem gave us Torah and mitzvahs. And that Torah and mitzvahs is that same connection to Hashem. It's a deeper connection to Hashem that will lead to v'shamata and lead to each and every one of us making the most of this Heilige month of El. And Nila Doidi V'Dedli, be connected to Hashem in the deepest of ways. So it will be Nezake, Din, and Bracha, and Simcha, year of Simcha, Bracha, Ksiv, Ksiv, Taiva, to everybody. Heilige Shabbos Kodesh.